Hello and welcome into the Lockdown Wolves podcast. We are live on the postcast following the Timberwolves win over the New Orleans Pelicans. Marty Gellner of Bally Sports North joins the show to break down the game. The Lockdown Wolves postcast starts right now.
You are Locked On Wolves postcast, part of Locked On Sports Minnesota. Your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Lockdown Wolves podcast, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Beacon. I'm the host of Lockdown Wolves. I'm joined by Marty Gellner from Bally Sports North. We're breaking down the Timberwolves win over the Pelicans on Wednesday. And here we are, Marty, just a couple nights after a really disappointing loss on the road to the Rockets. Worst team in the league. The Timberwolves turned in a solid win against a good Pelicans team on the road. And I get no Zion Williamson, but Brandon Ingram was playing for the first time in a couple months. I mean, this is still a good Pelicans team, even though they've had some struggles lately. And the Wolves overcame some adversity throughout, you know, trailing at halftime, seeing a big lead kind of be whittled down in the fourth quarter. This was a nice win overall for the Wolves.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good win, especially considering how things started to change into the fourth quarter. The third quarter was fantastic, and that's been the problem for the Wolves all season. So to see them come out at halftime and make this grand statement in the third quarter was just tremendous. And then all of a sudden, things get really testy in the fourth, and we got a coach ejection. We got the fans just coming to life. It was just had the perfect setup for a complete collapse and for the Pelicans to just overwhelm the Timberwolves. But what did not happen was the Wolves getting overwhelmed. They did not lose their composure. They held on. They actually really solidified it. It was a really impressive win tonight.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we could talk about the end of the game first. I mean, this thing, the Wolves were up double digits in the fourth quarter. I think they're up 12 when Willie Green, the coach of the Pelicans, was ejected. And the lead got all the way down to 6. McDaniels hit a big shot. Then it got down to 4. And then after it was 4 points with just under a minute and a half to play, Jaden McDaniels hit a huge three-pointer from the right wing. And that got it to back to 7 with, like I said, just a little under a minute and a half to play. But for a couple minutes there, it was really kind of, you know, shades of some of these other late game collapses the Wolves have had, but they showed enough composure. And I thought overall in the fourth quarter of this game, as they were kind of hanging on, you know, the Pelicans, even before the lead got to single digits, I felt like the Pelicans really turned up the intensity on their defense, but the Wolves actually responded. That the ball movement was really good. The Pelicans at one point, D'Lo was on the floor in the fourth with, like, I think it was Rudy and 3 bench players. And so the Pelicans were keying in on D'Lo and were almost kind of playing a matchup zone where they were trapping him at the top of the circle. And the Wolves were moving the ball well, getting open shots. McDaniels didn't have a big game from a numbers perspective, but hit a couple of big shots. And down the stretch, we'll talk more about Ant because he had a great game overall. But down the stretch, I thought the Wolves as a team played really well offensively.
Yeah, Jaden had the huge three from the wing like you talked about. He also had a really big jumper, just a 2-point jump shot at like the 2-minute mark or something. It was just a really clutch bucket. And Rudy Gobert had a block on Jose Alvarado at the, I want to say 20 seconds maybe left in the game, where if Alvarado hits that shot, it becomes probably 7-point game or something like that. If he gets fouled, it hits a free throw. Now it's a 6-point game, and just the Pels were not going away. And as soon as Rudy got that block, that was the last big play that needed to happen where the Wolves could finally exhale. But it was like Anthony Edwards got them through 3 quarters, and then everyone else was like, okay, fine, I'll play. I'll make some significant plays and we'll get this one home. It was a real team effort, but really not until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Anthony Edwards was fantastic. Like, overall, this is a well-balanced game for the Wolves. Every starter scored at least 10 points. Every starter scored in double figures. Rudy Gobert had the double-double, a really big block that you mentioned. D'Lo hit some clutch shots. I thought, actually, at the start of the third quarter when the Wolves were down 6, D'Lo hit a couple of big shots, and then Ant kind of took over from there. So I don't want Russell's effort to get lost there, but Ant was fantastic. I mean, second quarter and third quarter, I think, were kind of the two where it felt like he really took this game over. And he was scoring again at all 3 levels. It's like what we saw on Saturday, again, the win over the Rockets at Target Center, where Ant was effective getting to the basket, and then he sprinkled in some threes, and then he had a few mid-range jumpers here and there, and I thought the shot selection was overall very good. He also had 10 free throw attempts in this game, was extremely aggressive going to the basket. And I actually, the bigger thing for me was I mean, offense was fantastic, and he scored 37 on 25 shots, which is great. But defensively, I thought it was the opposite of what we saw from him in Houston on Monday, because the third quarter especially, it felt like he just kind of took the foot off the gas defensively. And in this game, he dialed up the intensity and was great on both ends of the floor in the third quarter, which is when the Wolves needed to surge ahead, and that's exactly what they did.
There was a 15-0 run in the third quarter. The Wolves were a plus 18 overall. That was their best plus minus of the third quarter all season. They've had a lot of minus in the third quarter. It's been like an unsolvable problem, and they've come at it from every angle. Everybody is aware of it. Everybody buckles up when we start the third quarter. And it's like inexplicable. It's almost like it's in their heads now because it is such a thing. So maybe this is exactly what the Wolves needed, and the performance from Anthony Edwards and everything to just say, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to be the team that has these terrible third quarters. It's not going to be one of the traits of ours this season. But I thought D'Lo, the way he came out in the second half and hit just a couple of really just super smooth, soft jump shots, like right at the free throw elbow. They were just beautiful. And it just kind of set a tone of like, we're going to hang with this team. And not only did they hang with them, but man, New Orleans went 5 minutes without a point and 5.5 minutes without a basket. It was crazy. The Wolves, I mean, part of it was just the Pels started missing some shots, but the Wolves did have good defense and then they kept scoring. I mean, a 15-0 run gave them a pretty decent cushion, and it kind of was the difference in the game because they needed it when they got into the fourth quarter. They needed every bit of the cushion they had built.
The presenting sponsor of tonight's show is our friends at FanDuel, our new sports betting partner. We're really excited about FanDuel because they're the number one sportsbook in America. If you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers can join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/lockedon. They have all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. It's all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Football fans, basketball fans, fans of any sports, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Other Timberwolves players in this game, I mentioned that all starters scored in double figures for the Wolves. The bench was pretty quiet. So there wasn't a whole lot of offensive support outside of Ant and D'Lo. Although I thought Rudy Gobert in general played well. We mentioned his double-double and his big block. He missed a couple of kind of gimmies early in the first half. I thought the whole second half he played really well. And I mean, Jonas Valanciunas has always been a tough matchup for the Wolves, and he had a double-double of his own and it was still a load. But this was the sort of game that, like last year, Towns has struggled with Valanciunas in the past. And this is the sort of matchup that Rudy Gobert can be effective in. And I thought he played his best game probably in a couple of weeks. I know he's been out a little bit, but first game in a couple of weeks for the Wolves.
Yeah, and I feel like it was because he had such timely plays, too, because there was a point in maybe late second half and towards halftime where he just was a little bit fumbly with the basketball, yep. A little bit loose, a little bit just wasn't clean. And then we got into the second half and he was much more decisive with his catches. Is that a thing? I mean, I know you can be decisive on a pass, but it was like Kyle Anderson was at the top of the key and somebody, maybe D'Lo was on the wing, swung the ball to Kyle Anderson, and Kyle, all in one motion, like caught the ball and gave a hard bounce pass to Rudy, and he was rolling straight to the rim and there was not a flinch anywhere. And it was like a slam bounce pass. And I remember at the time just being impressed with Rudy catching it so cleanly in stride. Yeah. And he had to cut from essentially free throw line, maybe above the free throw line, to the hoop. And it was just like this smooth, beautiful transition. And I felt like he never looked back. It was a play like that that almost like locked him into rhythm. And it was good from then on out. And then he had a couple of really nice, authoritative, loud hoops in the second half, and that massive block with 20 seconds to go. And then all of a sudden, a game that was kind of a little bit shaky was really good and really impactful when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I thought the start, I think it was actually the first play of the game where the Wolves started on offense. They called a pick and roll where Gobert kind of short rolled, and then on the short roll hit, I think it was Ant cutting down the baseline. And I think that type of a play call to start the game, I know a lot of times coaches will scheme up that first play to try and get whoever they want it. You know, a lot of times it's D'Lo or Ant, get them a jumper to kind of get them in a rhythm. But that was an interesting play call, because I'm assuming that that was kind of what the primary action was there, was to get the ball to the cutter on the baseline. But then that way you're getting your one of your best offensive players involved in Ant, and you're also getting Gobert involved where he's touching the ball, making that quick decision, that quick pass, kind of a predetermined decision. You know, what that read is. And we saw a couple of those instances, like you mentioned, where Rudy had to think quickly and make a quick pass. And we've seen him be a little more comfortable doing that lately. And he does have these stretches where he, like you said, I think a little fumbly is probably the best way to describe what happens sometimes with him. But in like he was able to snap out of it and have a really good close to this game. Defensively, we talked a little about doing a pretty good job on the Pelicans. And certainly the Pelicans helped in the third quarter. They were very sloppy with the basketball. Just not crisp at all. For the Wolves part, by the way, Minnesota was only nine turnovers on the night, only had nine turnovers on the night. But defensively, they came out, the Wolves did, with Anthony Edwards guarding CJ McCollum and with Jaden McDaniels primarily guarding Brandon Ingram, who was playing his first game in a couple of months. And I thought they both played really well. There was kind of, I guess, first quarter, the Pelicans scored 34 points. They ran a lot of set plays to try and get both those guys involved. And the Wolves kind of struggled to fight through screens and really contest shots. But as the game wore on, it felt like, and I'm sure this partly had to do with rust for Brandon Ingram. He didn't shoot the ball well at all. But both Ant and McDaniels were active. Jaden ultimately fouled out, but he managed to play 34 minutes and, you know, hit those big shots that we talked about. But I thought defensively, those two guys, McDaniels and Edwards, were really up for the challenge in this game.
Yeah, and CJ McCollum was someone that I thought could be a real problem, because the night before, the Pelicans had lost to Denver by one on a Joker floater just before the buzzer, and CJ McCollum had gone 0-for-8 from three, and it was the most three-point misses he'd ever had in his entire career without a make. So you just knew, like, the very next night, if he had anything left in his back pocket, those shots were coming firing tonight. And he hit, I think, three of his first four, maybe, but he never really got into a rhythm. The Pelicans never found him consistently. He was definitely on my radar, just having thought about what he did the night before or didn't do, and I'm sure on the Wolves' radar, because we've seen so much of him, having played with Portland and then New Orleans being the Western Conference. And then Brandon Ingram, you said, had just come back. He hadn't played for 2 months. And you always worry about a guy like that just being A, out of rhythm, or B, just out of his mind good, because he hasn't been on the court for so long. And it turns out Ingram was out of rhythm. He really wasn't a factor tonight. McCollum, outside of his, you know, a handful of threes, especially in the first half to kind of get the game going. But the Wolves just, I mean, it was just good defense. They were keyed in on the right guys. It wasn't overwhelming and suffocating, but they didn't make it easy. And I think that's the effort you wanted to see, especially after the loss in Houston. Just play a good all-around clean game. Play like you want to be there. Give this team some effort and energy. Dive on the loose ball. Get some loose balls on the floor. Get some 50-50 balls. Just make a much better statement and effort. And I would say across the board, defensively, offensive end, like, that was the game that the Wolves played tonight.
The Timberwolves are now, they're, are, I guess, have split the two games so far against the Pelicans, and only one game. They only play three games against New Orleans this year, weirdly enough, and that's not until April. The Wolves are only about, I think, two and a half games behind the Pelicans in the standings now. Of course, Zion Williamson's still out, so could be important to, you know, I mean, they're even. They've got a chance to win the season series against the Pels, and it wouldn't be a surprise if these two teams were near each other in the Western Conference standings when it's all said and done. So this was a big win in that regard. The Wolves next up, they have Memphis Friday night. Memphis followed up, I think it was like a 13-game winning streak with three consecutive losses. They're currently playing, as we record this, following the Wolves game on Wednesday against Golden State. But coming into the Golden State game, they've lost three in a row. And, of course, that's always fun when the Wolves take on Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. That's Friday night. We'll go live following that game, as we always do, on the Locked On Sports Minnesota YouTube channel. Of course, you can also listen after the fact on the Locked On Wolves audio channels. Wherever you like to listen to podcasts, you can find the show. That's all we have for you tonight. A big thank you for watching. A big thank you for listening. And we'll catch you next time.